District Finance Director Wendy Einerson stressed that the $7.6 million budget was still just a draft at this point. She laid out some of the known and unknown factors that affect the spending plan.
Fortunately, we're not negotiating right now with either of our groups, and we know where we are on our staffing and our salaries. It's been brought up about insurance, and we've been as high as the dreaded 59% increase. We're still looking around if there are any other options available to us.
Einerson said she had originally planned on a 10% increase in health insurance rates instead of a 56% increase. Aetna has since offered the option of a 38% increase with reduced coverage, though. That would still be roughly $300,000 more than the district had expected to spend on insurance. Einerson included a 40% increase in the latest budget draft, but she said the district still doesn't know if that will be the final number. Even prior to the insurance issue, the district was cutting back on staff for next year, mainly through attrition.
With our teachers that are retiring and moving of staff from one, you know, assignment to another, we've actually reduced our total FTAs, which is full-time equivalent, so a little over three whole people. But some of it's bits and pieces, you know, like 0.2 here, 0.3 there.
Currently, the combined cuts, equaling three full-time employees, will affect several programs. That includes counseling, technology, high school English, English as a second language, reading, and the high school librarian. The district's also replacing the middle school principal's position with a less costly dean of students. The current middle school counselor is covering the high school, and the high school counselor is moving to the elementary school. A proposed $100 per student increase in the state funding formula failed to make it through the legislature's regular session, and it's not clear whether any more funds will come out of the special session. At this point, Einerson's planning for no increase from state funding.
What we do know today with flat funding, you know, no increase in the student base allocation and what we project our enrollment to be, this is where we're at. And it's not real good. I mean, it's not where we'd like to be.
Flat state funding actually means about $170,000 less for Petersburg next year, since enrollment is projected to drop to 452 students, 34 fewer than this year. The district's also budgeting for increased energy costs. The draft spending plan makes use of about $265,000 in savings to make ends meet. Einerson said that still leaves the district with the equivalent of about 6% of expenditures in the rainy day reserve account. State law does not allow school districts to keep more than 10% in reserve. Both Einerson and Board Chair Gene Ellis noted that would only carry the schools so far.
We prefer to be about 9.5.
So. Well, 9.5 really isn't a lot of money.
No, it isn't. It doesn't even cover a month's payroll.
As Superintendent Rob Thomason noted, a solid reserve fund helps the district deal with contingencies like the unexpected insurance rate hike, though it's only a temporary fix.
Fortunately, we're in a position where we can say, well, we don't like to, but we can figure out how to do this without having that $265,000 be another 2.5 staff. We're not prepared to go there. That is not going to happen. And so we have a year now to do planning and think of how can we be more efficient at this rather than having to react very quickly. And as one principal said, now we have to start cutting muscle out, and we're not prepared to do that without a good plan.
For the coming year, Thomason said he had asked Einerson to prepare a budget based on the worst-case funding scenario.
Assume flat funding, assume the reduction in the students. Let's see what is, if all things pan out to be as bad as it can be, what's the worst-case scenario, and let's move forward from there. But I just felt, or we felt, that the board and the community, we haven't been able to give really solid information. So this is our most solid, squishy information.
And it's not entirely the worst-case scenario. The draft budget currently assumes the same amount of local funding that the city of Petersburg contributed for this year. The city has yet to finalize its budget, and local officials have made no commitments on school funding. Thomason said if that amount drops, the district will have a bigger issue to deal with.
And the city is having its struggles, too. It's all municipalities, school districts, and so we're sensitive to the struggle that they have.
For school board member Jim Schwartz, it was important to emphasize that the district was already making significant cuts to its program for next year.
I think sometimes people aren't understanding that picture of where this reduced funding, what it does mean for us. If you look at that, as you said before, it might be three full-time equivalencies, but it has impacted all the way through every program, every level of high school, middle school, and elementary. We have combined classes. We have done, and this is on top of what we did last year, on top of what was done the year before.
The school board normally approves its budget and presents it to the city council by early May. With all the uncertainties at this point, administrators expect that won't happen now until late May or the beginning of June. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.